This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
Hi. Again, hello, maybe Monday. Jennifer, it's June 4th. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Ready to go.
Ready to go. All right. So Jennifer Horn is ready to go. Victoria Keelan is ready to go. Kara Shilden is ready to go. Doug Steffen's ready to go. So let's get going, Jennifer. No, let's do Victoria. You have some items.
Some trending stuff. Yeah.
Or trending stories, yes.
Well, the First Lady is trending. She will be attending her first public appearance tonight at the Gold Star Families event at the White House. It's not open to the press. However, they last year, they'll probably follow suit. Last year, the White House released a statement about the event. And Gold Star Families, of course, have lost an immediate family member who has been serving during wartime. And they are, according to the White House, they said they are unique and distinct category of individuals who should be cherished. These families have endured the ultimate in pain and sacrifice on behalf of our country. And First Lady Melania last year said, I am honored to have spent the evening with them. And so she will be doing the same thing tonight in the East Wing. And so people are happy to see her. This is her first public appearance in 24 days. So she will not be, her assistant actually said she will not be attending the Singapore meeting with Korea if that goes through on June 12th. And she will not be going to the G7 summit this year either. She probably has other plans. Other commitments. In other trending news, Hawaii keeps getting worse and worse with this volcano. Yesterday afternoon, a 5.5 magnitude earthquake shook the volcano summit. It resulted in an ash plume that reached 8,000 feet, and now which a lot of geologists have been predicting, now people who have stayed in the area are now cut off because the lava has gotten between them and safety. And some people have been airlifted out, but other people have refused to leave. And now if it stays like this and if the situation continues to be the same, which it doesn't have any indication that it's going to stop anytime soon, this could be now a life and death situation. 500 earthquakes summited in the summit area happened in a 24-hour period over this weekend. And it's just now 12 people are so far stranded and cut off by the lava. Some of the people actually said they didn't want to leave because they didn't have anywhere else to go. But I think at this point, airlifting rescue missions are going to be mandatory.
And that's what's most frustrating to me about all of these situations. There are always people who refuse to leave, and then someone has to come in and rescue them. What it inevitably gets to the point like
who
this where
that?
It's so bad.
Yeah. And who pays for that?
Well, not only that, but what about the risk of life?
Well,
right?
Yeah, that's
the
what
first
I'm
responders. You can't fly into volcano smoke like that and ash.
Yeah. It's horrible.
It's so selfish. What do you gain by staying? And I don't think, frankly, it's sort of like the wildfires. There's some wildfires going on from this weekend in New Mexico, Colorado. The area is very dry, has been dry for while 30,000 acres have burned so far there. Put yourself in either of those two situations, and you will have, if you're actually there, if you're actually experiencing it, you'll have a far different overview, feeling, sense of it, and maybe that's true with anything. You know, you hear people talk about being in car accidents, and you don't really know. If you've never been in a car accident, you don't know what it's like. Any experience that's so personal like this, we can't really feel. A lot of people are helpful. A lot of people will open up, their wallets and send money to help. But unless you're actually there, here's this town of Cimarron. They've cleaned out the town. It's evacuated. Everybody's gone, or they better be gone. And so the fire hasn't been contained at all. Same thing, situation in Colorado near Durango. There's some beautiful ranches in that area. I knew a fellow was an actor who I became friends with. As a matter of fact, he was a pretty legendary cowboy actor. Harry Carey Jr., I'm betting none of you know who Harry Carey Sr. or Jr. was, right? Am I safe with that assumption?
I know Harry Carey was the voice of the Cubs, but I'm guessing that's not the same Harry Carey you're talking about.
That was Harry Carey. That was Carey. C-A-R-A-Y. That's how you pronounce his name. It didn't pronounce, it wasn't, but at any rate, the actors started, the father started as a mentor of John Wayne's in some of his earlier movies, and pretty much the two of them stayed together, and so when the kid was old enough to act, Harry Carey Jr. became an actor in a lot of famous films that John Wayne made, and he was pretty much, he's very recognizable. You look him up, you'd recognize him, even if you don't know who he was. Anyway, he invited me to his ranch, which was in Colorado near Durango. He had about 1,000 acres, and when I went there, it was almost like being in no man's land. You could go for miles. You know, we all talk about the population explosion and how problematic it is in the cities. You go out to a place like this, you can go for, remember that old song, you can see for miles, you can go for miles, you can. And so these are the areas, because there are so few people, there aren't a lot of safeguards. There's not a lot of public facility, you know, water other than what you have that are, what's available on the ranches, the ponds, the lakes, and that sort of thing. So this stuff could burn for days. There's a chance of rain in both states. Lightning is what sometimes starts these. Sometimes they're started by carelessness. Not sure. I don't get from looking at any of this information whether it was started. They don't know what it was. They're just barely understanding how broad this is, right, as far as I can see. Anyway, so it's Disaster Monday here on the DJV program. But those are important things. Speaking of disasters, in a moment, what's going on with China? What do they know or not know? What are they in for? And do they really understand what they're in for? We'll have that conversation in a moment. Right now, though, I want to call your attention to continuing. The folks who run, and I don't know whether I could give all the credit to Mike Lindell or whether it goes to the people who are on his staff, but they're pretty smart. They are great marketers, and they are marketing a great product. You can hear from any one of us anytime about getting a great night's sleep by having this guaranteed pillow that is either under your head, under your neck. It's a patented adjustable fill. It's really fabulous, and it's machine washable and dryable, made in our country. You can go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and you have the deal. The main deal is two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, 50% off. The go-anywhere pillows are something that has become very, very popular this time of year because people take them with them. They go, you know, when your mother used to ask you, do you want to take your pillow, Jennifer? You want to take your pillow, Victoria? Take your pillow on the trip. Well, the go-anywhere pillows are smaller. They are easy to pack, and they're very inexpensive when you buy them through any of these deals that we have at MyPillow.com. I think you pay $19.99 for one of them. If you only want one, you know, you may not need two premium pillows. Maybe you've been smart enough to buy the two big pillows, or four, or six, or eight, or however many you need to have a couple on each of your beds in your home, not only for you and whoever it is you're sleeping with, if you're fortunate enough to be able to sleep with somebody you care about, but with the children, all of that stuff, the guest bedroom. Make sure you have fresh MyPillows in all of your bedrooms and all your beds. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, stop tossing and turning around, get that best night's sleep. Or if you're traveling this summer, get those Go Anywhere pillows, $19.99. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
Step one, you signed a lease for a new office space. Step two, you notified your clients and updated your letterhead. Step three, what is step three? Oh, right, now you have to move everything. Relax. Staples has you covered with moving boxes, packing tape, bubble roll, everything you need. All at great low prices. And now at Staples, select moving boxes are only a buck. Staples, come in store today and get your moving supplies in one easy step.
N62318, in store only. Good on SKU 742294 and 834945.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead.
Dust off that extra long lunch hat.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hey, I have a question for you. Has your doctor recently hinted that maybe you needed to lose some weight? Well, I have the product for you. It's called Calitrin, and it's been helping customers safely lose weight for 20 years. Just listen to what a few of our customers have to say.
Hi, this is Adrian from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have been on Calitrin and lost 20 pounds so far. It makes me feel wonderful. I have a lot more energy. I sleep a lot better at night, and I just enjoy the product.
Hi, this is Craig from Nebraska. I've lost 40 pounds and Calitrin takes it off real easy.
Hi, this is Anna Sparks, and I'm from Waco, Texas, and I have lost 25 pounds.
See, everybody's losing weight with Calitrin, and you can too. Just go to our website, toploss.com, and don't miss out. We have our huge special right now where when you buy a 90-day supply of Calitrin, you're getting a whole month free and free shipping on top of that. Again, our number is 1-800-325-4366 or go to toploss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Have you registered yet for the Works Father's Day Combo Giveaway, which includes the GT Revolution Trimmer Edger Mini Mower and the 40-volt HydroShot Portable Power Cleaner? Good deal, worth $250. All you have to do to win, so easy. Go to the DJVShow.com website, DJVShow.com. Fill out the costume form. Good, Doug. The contest form. Why do you wear a contest? You can wear a some sort of an outfit if you want while you register. Make sure you put Works, W-O-R-X, giveaway, Works giveaway, into the subject line and click submit. Easy to do. We're going to give away one of the sets. We have sets to give away, I think four or five sets of these things. So we'll give some one of them away today. If you are not registered yet, go to djvshow.com. It seems that our friends, the Chinese, I like Chinese, they won't let... Folks, remember the old days when we had that great Chinese song, I Like Chinese?
I used to really like it, yes.
Yes.
I remember it.
Yeah. The Chinese...
They only come up to their knees.
Threatened...
the most racist line of the whole thing. But go ahead.
That's okay. It's all in fun. The Chinese have... Everybody's got to get a sense of humor. We've got to lighten up a little bit. Come on. The Chinese have to lighten up. They've threatened to scrap all agreements made so far... In trade talks with the U.S. What? You nuts? Suicidal? Who else is going to buy your crap beside the United States? So the president wants to impose tariffs on Chinese goods. Quote, if the U.S. rolls out trade agreements, trade measures, including tariffs, all the agreements reached in the negotiations will not take effect, says the state-run Chinese news agency. I think last Friday, 25% tariffs on $50 billion worth of Chinese crap that comes into this country. I don't call it imports. I call it crap.
It is.
So, yeah. It is crap.
Lead-laden and toxic chemicals. And
we lose nothing other than maybe, well, what I'm trying to figure out is whether it applies to things that are made for U.S. companies who have their offices and have their manufacturing arm there. If it's a U.S. company that's doing stuff there, that's not going to make this list, is it? How can that be? It's only things made by Li Hu Huang Wum and company or some of these other outfits.
But that actually brings up kind of a good question, though. How can you tell? You know, because everything that you look at, it just you turn over a product and it says made in China. So how can you actually tell what stuff is made
but
for an
made
American
by
company,
Chinese company
or just
made by
them?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's a good question, to which there is no immediate answer. However, it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. 21 after the hour, this is, and you are listening to, the DJV Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Now 23 and change at the hour on the Monday, June 4th edition of the DJV program. It's Jennifer and Victoria, and the television, well, the report. Report assumes that word, I think, that we are going to tell you something that happened. And then when we give you the lineup of things that are on tonight, you can make up your mind what you might want to watch. And then we'll report, and you can report if you want. You can follow us on Twitter. Send your TV reviews. They may be better than ours on the Twitter account at DJV Show or at Jennifer Horn or at On Air Victoria or at C. Schillen, 2 L's, 2 N's, at Doug Steffen. Any of us will be reading with eager anticipation what it was that you watched and saw and thought. I watched a couple of, I didn't watch full episodes of anything last night because I was busy tending to Miss Daisy's needs, but I was in and out of a couple of NCIS Los
Shocking.
Angeles.
Yes. Shocking.
I like that show. I like the two of
we
them.
Know.
I said that.
I know. It's the only thing that's allowed to air in your house.
No, that's not true. There are a lot of other things.
Madam Secretary, yes.
Yep,
yeah,
that
the
was
Good Wife, Madam Secretary,
Good
NCIS.
Wife's off. Yeah.
That's about it.
I like Blacklist.
Oh, that's right. That's on the
Good
rotation,
story,
too.
All right, so Jen, what do we need to rotate into tonight?
Rotating tonight. Well, a couple of notes, things of interest. We don't usually talk about the late shows here, but the Late Late Show with James Corden starting tonight on CBS. He's got a pretty big star in residency on the show. This is one of the things he's been touting, is that he brings in famous people who are releasing albums to come in and do his music for a week. And this week, Shawn Mendes kicks off his week-long residency on James Corden's show. He has a brand new self-titled third album that's coming out. That's starts tonight at 12:35 on CBS. On Lifetime, they have Live PD presents Women on Patrol. This is a series premiere. It's an all-girl version of Cops, basically. Really? Female cops are in control in this one. It's a spinoff of A&E's popular Live PD, which always, I think, is fascinating. You watch live as police departments across the country go about their business over the weekend. Now, this one focuses on all female law enforcement officers, so that's kind of fun. You can check that out on Lifetime tonight at 9 o'clock. On the networks, The Bachelorette is new, 8 o'clock on ABC. Also new tonight, there's a new episode of Elementary on CBS, which is rare to have something new going on there. That's at 10 o'clock. So You Think You Can Dance, the season 15 premiere, is new tonight on Fox. And the Stanley Cup playoff tonight, game number 4, Caps are up 2-1 over the Golden Knights. That's on NBC.
All right, music news at 26 past the hour. A focus on Margaritaville, or at least on Jimmy Buffett's musical. Last call for tequila shots at the Marquee Theater Bar. Jimmy Buffett jukebox musical Escape to Margaritaville has announced a July 1st closing date, ending its Broadway run. 4 months. I was surprised. I thought this would do better than it has
done. Everyone did.
Yeah.
That's in the Broadway, kind of in the tourist scene in New York.
Yeah.
Everybody thought this was going to be just a massive hit.
Right.
And it just, just proves that New Yorkers don't like Jimmy Buffett. If you don't have, you have to have some contingent of New Yorkers interested, because they're the ones who go during the week and keep shows on, you know, in business. And they're just, there are no parrot heads apparently in New York. They're all tourists.
Why?
So,
why
I don't know.
People want to, doesn't anybody in New York go to the Caribbean?
The parrot heads are just they're a way older crowd. You know, it's just not. I don't know.
Well, it's too bad because
it's surprising. Like, it is very surprising.
Right. Some people speculated the production might hang on through the summer because of
which
the tourists, as you're suggesting. Yeah, right. Consistent crowds in pre-Broadway engagements in California and Houston. In New Orleans and Chicago. So maybe this is a tour element. This is something that does better on tour. What do you think?
I agree, yep.
Take that whole group and put them out on the road. All right, so too bad Jimmy Buffett fans can't see him in New York. 28 after the hour.
The scales of life. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some decisions in life are big and some are heavy. The bigger and heavier the decision, the more important it is for you to weigh the consequences. Or is it? I guess where I'm going with this is that it's not just the big and heavy decisions that need to be weighed. It's all of them. Even the tiniest of choices has consequences. And in life, it's important for you to realize that small decisions matter just like big decisions do. Because at the end of it all, it will be all of your decisions that impacted your entire life, not just a select few. Be mindful that every decision you encounter, no matter the size, will ultimately be weighed on the scales of life. For guidance along the way, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
It's 3 p.m. and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest trade war may be between next-door neighbors, as Canada's prime minister says. The implementation of U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum from Canada is insulting and unacceptable. Justin Trudeau says,
the fact that the president has moved forward with these tariffs is not just going to hurt Canadian jobs, it's going to hurt U.S. jobs as well. And neither of those things is something that Canada wants to see.
He was speaking on NBC's Meet the Press. Meanwhile, the president's top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, says Trudeau is overreacting.
Mr. Trudeau, I think he's overreacting. I don't want to get in the middle of that. As a fine friend and ally of the United States, nobody denies that. But the point is, we have to protect ourselves.
On Fox News Sunday, Kudlow calling it a dispute, not a trade war. And this is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Geico presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
Nothing's worse than walking into your garage and realizing a thief has ridden off with your bike. So today, I'll teach you how to burglar-proof your home with a pudding-filled moat. All you need is a backhoe, a drawbridge, and thousands of gallons of butterscotch pudding. Now let's start digging.
You could try to protect your stuff with pudding, or you could get covered for personal property loss through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
The DJ V Show, you'll love the DJ V Podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJ V Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
34 and change at the hour now on the Monday, June 4th edition of the DJ V program. Happy to have all the hundreds of stations around the country and lots of folks who listen to our podcasts at DJVShow.com. You have a lot of fun with that. Help yourself. Things that are going on today of interest and import. It's National Cognac Day, a brandy. You can tell I know a lot about cognac by listening to me try to figure out how to pronounce it. It's not cognac, cognac en français, right? Because it comes from the town. See how smart I am? It comes from the town in France which bears its name. So is this what I thought that the French were known for wines, Jennifer? Why, by the way, Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keenan. Cognac. So how does cognac taste?
It's not my favorite thing. It's a liqueur, and people it's definitely sweet and definitely strong. You would have one sip and you'd be like, oh.
Are you speaking
breathing
to
fire?
Me?
Yeah.
Or anybody?
I breathe fire. When I take one sip, I always go, ah. It's just one of those. It warms up the back of your throat. People do cognac by a fireplace with a cigar, maybe.
Does it hurt you?
Does it hurt you?
Yeah.
No.
You're with a cigar. Have you ever? There's a thing going on now with women.
You?
What's wrong with that question?
I don't know. You actually lose your left leg when you take a cigar.
Yeah, I know, right?
No, it could hurt your throat or your tongue or something.
A lot of singers use it because it actually kind of helps calm your vocal cords and everything.
Really? So
yeah,
I should have it to calm my vocal cords so I can keep doing this. For
with a sore
years.
Throat, those are one of the things. Like when I was a little kid, my dad would always give me like a teeny tiny bit of Grand Marnier, like in a teaspoon, basically, because it does like help the back of your throat.
Yeah. Well, yeah, don't they always talk about
put you to sleep?
Well, yeah,
probably.
They always talk about
like,
putting brandy on your gums, right, when you're teething as a baby. Yeah, so brandy is the same thing as cognac, just made in a different place.
Is.
Yeah,
okay.
It's like champagne and sparkling wine.
Uh-huh.
Very good.
So how would it go if you mixed it in a smoothie?
You can ruin anything.
I know, right?
And to answer your question, no, I don't smoke cigars, Dougie. I have.
So what is there about, though? I guess I wondered, what is the attraction for women to smoke? I don't know what the attraction for anybody to smoke cigars, other than the obvious reference to some sexual activity. What good is it?
Oh, God.
People like to puff on them. My problem is I just have an aversion to smoke. I'm allergic. Yeah. I'm allergic to everything these days.
I'm like you. I am allergic to more things as I get older, and even being around someone that's, never mind secondhand smoke, being within, I find myself coughing, and I feel little bumps and lumps in my throat. I don't know what the, but it's not good being around this stuff. So, has anybody else here ever tried smoking a cigar?
Victoria, smoke Karen? Every once in a while with my dad, yep.
You do?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And what does he think of that?
My dad loves cigars.
Really? What about you?
You don't inhale the smoke with cigars. It's just you don't inhale anything or else you'll choke. But, that's sort of a tradition that we have. Like some port with some cigars, yeah. Really? Just like the mild, mild ones. I don't like the Robustos or anything like that.
Yeah. All right, what about you, Kara?
No, you couldn't tell from my silence.
Yeah, nothing going on there.
No.
All right. So anyway, today is Cognac Day. It's made from grapes. And so what's the difference? How is this made differently than wine, then? I guess would be the question, Jennifer.
How is it made differently than wine?
Is it just different grapes, or what makes it different?
No, it's all about the aging grapes, yeah. Yeah, there are certain grapes that you use, but it's all about the aging process and the fermentation process and how much you dose it to try to increase the alcohol in the... And when I say dose, you dose it with yeast and sugar to try to get the alcohol content higher to bring out certain qualities in the grape that you're using. So it's just it's more about how they make it than anything else.
I got it. Okay. All right. Well, there it is. Ladies and gentlemen, you feel like celebrating something today, the first Monday of June. It's National Cognac Day. What else can we celebrate today from the food and drink department? Here's something that ought to upset you. Last week, the Department of Justice approved the acquisition by Bayer of Monsanto. Now, why is this food news? Because this will affect every single thing, pretty much, unless you grow it yourself or you can go to the farm and get the food and watch it, not watch it grow, because that'd be a lengthy process, but watch it being picked and harvested or go do it yourself. Most farms that are family run don't use Monsanto products. Most of the big, huge agribusinesses, big, huge farms do use things that come from Monsanto, and we all know the controversy. We all know why we don't like them. Some people do like them because, in terms of farming, it increases for many of the bigger farms the volume of product that they can grow. But at what cost? At what expense? Bayer, as you may or may not know, was the manufacturer. It's a German company, and they came into prominence before and during World War II by being the major manufacturer of all the gases the Germans used to kill the Jews, amongst other things. That's Bayer. That's the company that's buying Monsanto, the company that manufactured the gas that killed the Jews in the chambers. So
I feel like that is such a not public, or it must be public information, but most people do not know that. I've never heard that ever until you mentioned that last week.
Yep. Yeah. So
it's just sort of shocking.
Well, it gives you, it tells you where they're coming from. I'm surprised, frankly, that they still exist. Because of what would have been today, I don't even want to bring a parallel to today, but something like that that existed today. I mean, there are companies, and Bayer is still doing it, by the way. The gases that are used in these, all the controversy that comes, this is something else that isn't known, right? Bayer produces some of the gas, if not all of it, that was used to kill all of the people in the Middle East. And the stuff that was used, and we don't have companies like that in America. We buy, like, I think Agent Orange was made by Bayer as well. Anyway, this is the kind of company that we have now that owns Monsanto, which is the largest seed and crop chemical company in the world. That's where they made their money, is making dust and crops, chemicals for crops.
Everything's genetically modified, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly.
What's the advantage? So Monsanto is now, will they change their name? Is it a merger, like Bayer Monsanto?
No. Bayer paid $62 billion to buy them.
Wow.
So,
crazy. Oh, that is crazy.
Think about that a little bit, boys and girls, and how's that settle with your Cheerios? All right. Nurses today can get free food in honor of Teacher Appreciation Week. A couple of weeks ago, remember, Chipotle gave school faculty and staff free burritos? Well, this week, nurses get their turn because it's National Nurses Week. They get the same thank you. Tomorrow, nurses will be able to order a free entree at Chipotle locations around the country with the chain's special Nurse Appreciation BOGO deal. Why do they call it BOGO?
Buy one, get one.
Yep.
Oh. Why didn't I think of that? Nurses will be able to get a burrito, a bowl, a salad, or an order of tacos free of charge. Wow. You buy one of the entrees, you get that to go with it. Freebies. You got to have your ID, obviously, from the hospital, or go in, I suppose, in a nursing outfit, right? Any kind of nurse. RN, NP, CRNA. What's an NP? Nurse practitioner.
Nurse practitioner, yeah.
See? If it, what are you laughing at? Yeah. So funny.
LOL, JK. I know, right?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Tell me what you think
of
me.
We'll end with
FML. C and A. What is a C and A? Nurses, something. What is that?
Certified Registered Nurses of America, CRNA, yeah. I'm guessing.
You're making that up.
I am.
You're guessing.
I'm guessing that that's what
you're
it would
guessing.
Be.
You're guessing.
Well, what do you think it is, then?
I would never guess.
Doesn't that make sense?
I never guess about anything unless I know it for sure. You'll never hear me
okay.
speculating.
To be a certified registered nurse's assistant, right?
It's an anesthesiologist.
Oh, is that what it is?
You had the first three.
Certified registered nurses.
Anesthesiologist.
Oh, anyway, okay. Yeah.
If you're a nurse, this is Nurses Appreciation Week. So Chipotle knows medical professionals deserve some outside, some help. It's nice. So help yourself. Have free food. Yummy, yummy. All right, let's get some sports news here at 44 past the hour. First, I like the story, Jennifer, of Pat Sajak, who decided he wanted to somehow or other get involved with the Washington Capitals. Sajak lives in Annapolis and owns a couple of radio stations there, and he's fairly visible locally. Apparently, he's a fan of the Washington Capitals. So what did he do?
Well, for their pregame festivities, the Washington Capitals countered the Vegas Golden Knights' medieval times-inspired opening with a Wheel of Fortune one featuring Pat Sajak. Apparently, it did not go over as they had intended. Sajak, who, as you mentioned, is a longtime Capitals fan, his family actually had season tickets for 13 years, introduced both lineups in the classic style of the game show, but had a slight problem getting the Golden Knights' Braden McNabb's name right. Twitter users did not go easy on Pat Sajak. In fact, they posted comments like, Pat Sajak trying to be a hype man is like seeing a school principal trying his hardest to be cool at assembly. And lots of tweets comparing Vegas's pre-show to the Capitol, saying, Vegas opened the series with the light show, an ice skating wizard night, and famous boxing ring announcer Michael Buffer. Washington brought out Pat Sajak.
Are you ready to
keyboard on demo mode.
Which is like the worst level of Casio keyboarding.
That's great.
Yeah.
Oh, they're trying. They're using their resources. Come on.
Yeah. All right. So, that all is lost on me. All right. So, Victoria, what's going on with the Packers' Clay Matthews?
Clay Matthews had a rough Saturday. He accidentally got hit right in the face with a softball while he was pitching at a charity game.
Ooh.
He, don't watch the tape, he took a line drive right to the nose and he immediately dropped to the ground. The crowd, you can hear them gasping in the background. However, he shook it off, he got up, and he walked off the field covering his face with his glove for a good reason. His nose was smashed, and so he had to go to the hospital, and as soon as the swelling goes down, he has to have surgery. And he said he tweeted to people who were obviously worried about him. He said, thankful it could have been a much more serious. The charity game continued about half an hour after he left. And Devontae Adams, who is the wide receiver for the Packers, and he was the co-captain of the charity event, he took over as the pitcher. And so after the game, Devontae told the press that Clay Matthews is a tough guy because I still would have been on the ground right now. We're just praying for him and hope that he feels better soon. So it's pretty
never
gruesome.
Want to be hit in the nose with a 90-mile-an-hour baseball, man. Oof. Or a puck or football. I don't think you ever want to be hit by somebody else's fist. It's not.
Just keep the face, just, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Safe and sound.
Keep the face.
Keep your moneymaker out of trouble.
Uh-huh. All right. It's 47 past the hour. Here's something that'll help you stay out of trouble physically. Getting on to the program with Get the Tea. How are you doing? Jennifer, you've made any of this? I know Victoria has. And I have. Have you done any life change tea?
I have actually not received my tea yet. I need
really?
To get on it. I need
what
to get on it and order right. away. I don't know what's wrong with it.
I just finished my first batch of it. It's great.
Yeah. So let's get on the horn to Bill and make sure he gets you this stuff. Because I really think you'd like this. I think everybody would like this. Because it has anybody who has a consciousness about what they've been eating and knows to keep their system as clean as possible. This is a detox cleansing tea. Excuse me. I need some for my throat. This is a tea blend that aims to cleanse things. Even if you're conscious about what you're eating, it's hard. We were just talking about Monsanto and Bayer and all of that stuff. The GMOs are everywhere, pesticides everywhere, herbicides everywhere. Unless you're eating fully organic food, and some people have a hard time finding that, then these sort of things are going to be in your body, and you want to cleanse them. And that's what Life Change Tea does. You'll feel great. I'm taking every day. I got a cup of it. It's fairly strong, but it really that's why it does the job because it's strong. You
it's
have
like
a lot
nice,
more.
I like it. I don't think it's that strong. I think it's if you drink green tea, then.
Well, I don't drink much tea.
To me, this tastes like a really good iced green tea. So I've been having it every morning. Yeah, it's delicious. I really really like it.
I drink it while I'm on the air. I have a little cup here right now. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and it's nice because you don't have to make it every day. You make one batch, and that batch lasted me about 2 weeks of having 16 ounces every morning. So it's really easy and convenient.
It's like iced tea. That's what you're going to have. You're going to drink it chilled. So in order to combat the food that's so different today, go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV. They will not charge you for shipping. More energy, cleanse the body. Drink it every day. You can't buy it in the store. You got to go online to getthetea.com. Getthetea.com and use the discount code DJV. It will be shipped to you without charge.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Yeah. Tell you another way to save money. Don't buy those expensive coffees every morning, you know. And you can save up for a really nice dress shirt. I'm just saying, it's great that you feel comfortable here at work, but, you know, an adult could walk in.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
After the hour now, it's Tech Talk time on the DJV show. Victoria Keelan and I, well, I lend moral support, and I'm interested in what she has to say because she's always done a lot of good research that'll help you out to deal with things that are threatening, like hackers. Good God. All right, what's the latest hacker? Yep. What's the latest problem every day? Hardly a day goes by, Victoria, without some kind of a hacker problem.
It feels that way, yep. And yeah. So this time it is Ticketfly, which is a very popular ticket site for concerts, live events, things like that. It's not as large as Ticketmaster, which has been taken over now by Live Nation, but Ticketfly is pretty popular around the country. And so they had a hacker who claimed responsibility, calling it V for Vendetta, using defacing it with a picture of the character from that movie. The hacker sent files of what they say is employee and customer information taken from Ticketfly's database. This includes email addresses, physical addresses, full names, things like that, credit card information. So, of course, Ticketfly is owned by Eventbrite, which is a calendar-type Evite company, and so that they're looking into all this. They're doing an investigation now to figure out what happened. The hacker wanted a ransom of one Bitcoin. We hear ransom a whole lot. Ticketfly did not respond to the hacker.
And one so the Bitcoin? Hacker,
one Bitcoin, which is about $10,000, $12,000, depending on, you know, what the price of Bitcoin is. So they wanted one Bitcoin. Ticketfly ignored it and didn't really take it seriously. And then this hacker released all of this data. It's now, it's been spotted on the dark web for sale. And so this is their entire database of Ticketfly. And of course, this is one of the things where, you know, you want to know if your email has been compromised. You want to know if your information has been sold. There isn't anything you can do. Once it's out there, it's out there. However, there is a really great website that I've been using. It's called www.haveibeenpwned.com. There's no A in pwned. It's P-W-N-E-D. We'll post this on the Facebook page. And this lets you enter your email address free, and it will tell you if your email address has ever been associated with a hack or if it's ever been compromised. And so this is Have I Been Pwned actually alerted me yesterday to the fact that I was compromised in the Ticketfly hack, because Ticketfly isn't going to email everybody saying, oh, hey, you might have been hacked. So yeah, having a system right like this in place, Have I Been Pwned, they keep your email address on file. And anything that comes up with it, they will let you know as soon as the hack has happened. So I highly recommend this website, haveibeenpwned.com, and that way you can check all of your email addresses if you have multiple ones for business and personal, and you'll be able to at least know to go back in, change your password if you have Ticketfly or whichever is the next hack. Because like you said, Doug, there's going to be every week there's a new hack.
So the site is haveibeenhacked.com.
Have I Been Pwned? No, pwned. Have I Been Pwned?
Pwned.
But there's no A in pwned. It's P-W-N-E-D. Haveibeenpwned.com.
Got it. Okay, there's a new company releasing a new type of wall outlet for phones with wireless charging capabilities. Let's get caught up on that.
The Geek Out.
More and more these days, especially in new or updated homes, power outlets are found to include a USB port for charging devices, and that is super handy. But nowadays, many smartphones come with the ability to do wireless charging, so the product company Legrand have released a wall outlet replacement kit that not just adds a standard plug outlet and the USB outlet, but also the ability to hold the phone to provide wireless charging. Now, working from the Qi wireless charging standard, which is what a variety of Android and Apple phones use, you simply rest your device vertically into the clip that holds it against the charging pad, leaving the other outlet still accessible. The Legrand wireless charging outlet is available in different colors for $80 at various retailers.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? Geico gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the Geico office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
All right, let's see what else is up. Facebook, once again, this is a daily. And now it's time for our Facebook news, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, we actually haven't had Facebook news in about a week because nothing really new has happened. However, over the weekend, they announced that they're shutting down the trending topics section.
So we can't use them anymore for our trending stuff?
Well, I never use it because it's all fake, and that's the reason they're shutting it down. It's, of course, a feature that started back in 2014. It was supposed to let Facebook users discover the best content across Facebook so they would keep people on the platform. But it turned out to be there were only 1.5% of clicks to news publishers on average. It accounted for less than, you know, than what they thought it was going to be, and it turned out to be a very unuseful resource. So it's good riddance, because this caused a lot of controversy for Facebook.
See you later, alligator. 59 past the hour on the DJV.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.